Talking to Dr. Henna Kelsey, vascular medicine and vein specialist from JRK Medicals in Rochester. Doctor, if I have veins, does it mean I have poor circulation?
In our body, there are arteries which carry the blood from the heart to all the parts of the body, and then the veins bring the blood back from the rest of the body back to the heart. Now, when we say poor circulation, it is usually referred to the artery problem, which is, you know, typically a plaque or a blockage in the arteries. Vein problems mostly is the blood returning back. It's more of a pooling problem, so the blood is just not coming back and tend to pull at the legs, particularly at the end of the day. So mostly poor circulation is referred to artery problems and not necessarily vein problems.
Where do varicose veins come from?
Varicose veins form because the valves inside the veins don't work properly. So nature has created these wonderful valves in our veins, which allow the blood to go from feet to the heart. So these are one-way valves normally, and they allow the blood to go from feet to heart, but not other way around. And they are just a one-way channels. However, if those valves do not close properly, then blood starts to go in the opposite direction, and then the veins get filled with too much blood. They start to balloon, dilate, bulge, and then the blood starts to leak out of the veins, and that causes problems related to varicose veins.
Who is at risk for getting varicose veins?
Really, anyone can get varicose veins. It's very common if there is a family history of varicose veins. It tends to run in families. We always hear people telling, my mom had it, my grandmother had it, my sister had it. So genetics definitely plays a big role. Some of the other risk factors for varicose veins are pregnancy, childbirth, hormonal influence, oral contraceptives. All those things can lead to varicose vein formation. And then, yes, standing for long periods of time can cause the blood to pool into the legs, can make the veins more bulgy and dilated.
Thanks, Dr. Kelsey. For more information, stop into JRK Medicals in Rochester or visit jrkmedicals.com.